Good day. This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, June 17th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. The 23rd Annual Riverfront Blues Festival will be held June 21st and 22nd at Harry E. Kelly Park in Fort Smith. Performing artists include Johnny Winter, Eric Sardinas, Leah and the Mojo Doctors, and more. Show begins Friday at 6 and Saturday at 5. Tickets and more information available at riverfrontbluesfest.org. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a recent poll by the Diane D. Blair Center for Southern Politics and Society shows that the opinions of people of similar backgrounds aren't all that similar. Plus, how carpenter bees get into your house, it isn't with a tiny hammer, and a preview of this week's LPGA tournament in Rogers. But first, a West Arkansas company is expanding and creating new jobs. Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas has details.
The new $1.7 million call center expansion looks like it could add about 90 jobs within the next 3 years. This is particularly good news for Fort Smith area. It has been hit hard by manufacturing layoffs in recent years. Since March 21st, this is the sixth announced economic development project in the Fort Smith metropolitan area. And a lot of those job replacements have been in the service sector, which maybe pay a little bit better and might have a little bit more long-term potential. So this is some good news for Fort Smith, which could definitely use it.
The company, Answer Fort Smith, has just completed the renovation of a building that had once housed a grocery store. The 35,000-square-foot facility will house the new call center. The company has provided telephone answering services for area businesses for the last 30 years. Gas prices in Arkansas have risen just under 2 cents over the past week, averaging out to $3.36 per gallon. That's according to a daily survey of more than 1,800 Arkansas gas stations by GasBuddy.com, a website that tracks the price of gasoline across the country. While prices yesterday were nearly 17 cents per gallon higher than 1 year ago, the price of gas is still about 5 cents per gallon lower than it was 1 month ago. Meanwhile, the national average price of a gallon has fallen 2 cents in the past week to $3.61, a decrease of 5 cents per gallon during the last month and an increase of 8 cents per gallon over the past year. Late last week, Democratic gubernatorial hopeful Mike Ross and Lieutenant Governor candidate John Burkhalter mutually endorsed each other and stated plans to work jointly to create more jobs in Arkansas, if elected. According to Talk Business Arkansas, during the dual endorsement, Ross announced that he would create a governor's cabinet for economic development, a statewide effort potentially including Burkhalter as cabinet chair, as well as representatives from the state's Economic Development Commission and departments of Parks and Tourism, Science and Technology Authority, Finance Authority, Workforce Services, Education, Career Education, and Higher Education. Following the announcement, Diane Curry, Burkhalter's challenger in the Democratic primary, said that she feels better than ever about her campaign and that voters around Arkansas have repeatedly rejected backroom deals that exclude others and divide our party in our state. Curry refused to endorse anyone for governor at this time, opting instead to let the people of Arkansas decide. Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe says that this summer will help determine the outcome of the state's fight against childhood hunger. In his weekly radio address, Beebe says that Arkansas is building a feeding system to address the issue, and notable progress has been made.
On an average day last summer, approximately 37,000 low-income children received summer meals. This was a noteworthy increase of 16% compared to the previous summer. This growth dwarfed the national average, which was only 0.5%. As a result, Arkansas moved up 9 spots in the national rankings for summer meal participation and now ranks 18th. Still, the number of children we fed last summer represents only a fraction of the children who receive school lunch during the rest of the year.
According to data from the national nonprofit Feeding America, more than 200,000 Arkansas children live in food insecure households. Governor Beebe says that summer feeding programs, like ones offered by the State Department of Education and by the Department of Human Services, food assistance programs stretch throughout 65 of Arkansas's 75 counties. For more information, visit NoKidHungry.org. Funeral services for George Denny, a professor of educational statistics and research methods at the University of Arkansas, will be held at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at First United Presbyterian Church in Fayetteville, while burial will take place earlier in the day at 11 o'clock at Fairview Memorial Gardens. Denny died last Thursday. His family has established a scholarship fund in his memory. The George S. Denny Memorial Scholarship Fund can be accessed online at onlinegiving.uark.edu. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals went par for the field over the weekend, winning 2-for-4 of the weekend's games. After losing to the Springfield Cardinals 8-4 Friday, the Naturals again lost the first of two against the Cardinals on Saturday, but the Nats came back to win the second game in a doubleheader 6-1. The win over Springfield was joined by another win yesterday when the Naturals opened a four-game road series against the Travelers. The final score was 3-2. The series against the Travelers continues this evening in Little Rock. One of the heads of the Diamond Hogs is moving on. Associate coach Todd Butler has accepted the position as the head of the Wichita State Shockers baseball program. In a statement issued yesterday afternoon, head hog Dave Van Horn offered his congratulations to Butler on his new job, saying that Todd was a valuable member of our coaching staff for the last 8 years, helping to keep our program among the nation's elite, and is deserving of this opportunity to advance his coaching career. Van Horn went on to say that he has no doubt that Butler will be successful as head coach of Wichita State. Mostly cloudy this evening with a 40% chance of showers in northwest Arkansas, a 50% chance for showers in the Arkansas River Valley. Overnight lows from 62 to 69. Partly sunny tomorrow, Tuesday, with a slight chance of showers in northwest Arkansas, a 40% chance in the Arkansas River Valley. Highs in the low to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy Tuesday evening with a low of 62 in northwest Arkansas, 68 with a slight chance of showers in the Arkansas River Valley. Thank you.